grantees and told them we may be starting APS review as early as 10 a.m. So we are going to go ahead and get started.
You're not going over the ground rules again?
Yes, please.
Okay. Read this back in just for the record then. This is a public meeting of the Indiana Arts Commission Regional Initiative Grant Peer Review Panel for Arts Organization Support and Arts Project Support, Region 5, Fiscal Year 2019. I am Jeff Moore, your facilitator. Today is Friday, April 27th, 2018, and we are in the West Training Room at the Muncie Power Products Building in Muncie, Indiana. We welcome applicants who may be part of our audience today, and we'd like to remind you that there is to be no direct contact or conversation about the evaluation and disposition of applications before, during, or after the panel meeting. Please be sure that all of your cell phones are silenced during the meeting. And at this time, we'll go around and introduce the panelists. Please state your name, your occupation, and where you are from, and we'll start with Vicki.
Hi, I'm Vicki Vardaman, and I'm the Executive Director of the Art Association of Randolph County, which is housed in a historic train depot in Union City.
I'm Sherry Contes, former director of the Muncie Arts and Culture Council, before that the city grant writer for Muncie and Greenwood, and now I act in my own consulting firm in grants writing in Hamilton County.
Hi, I'm Chris Harrison. I'm a currently self-employed architect and designer living here in Muncie. I'm also involved with the Muncie Symphony Orchestra on their board.
Joseph Kameen. I am an adjunct instructor. I teach drawing and painting at Indiana University East, and I live in Richmond.
I'm Elizabeth Witt. I'm the office manager at the Blackford County Community Foundation, and that's where I was born and raised and came back to after college.
I'm Jack Ronald. I'm a publisher of the Commercial Review of Portland. I serve on the board of Arts Place. My second go around there was on the board back in the 70s as well, and I should, for the records, acknowledge I'm a trustee emeritus of Minatrista and will have a conflict of interest when that rolls around.
All right, thank you, panelists. Welcome to our audience members. We'll start with our first application, a Town Center Incorporated. Are there any conflicts of interest on the panel? Seeing that there are none, our first reader is Sherry.
Well, I just want to say this isn't my first time to do this, but it is my first time with this technical stuff. So I'm looking back and forth on screen. It may take me a while to get used to that. But A-Town Center is a new organization. They started a couple years ago, but are just opening this spring. So they're new to IAC application process, and I guess I just want to first welcome them to that. They are a collaborative, collective group of artists wanting to breed a culture that inspires growth economically and interpersonally through programming geared towards community engagement in Anderson, Indiana. And their project is to host a film series. And from reading the application, it became clear that this is like a first step thing for them. The film series would be their first step, and their idea would be to branch out into being a film festival. So, first of all, in terms of the organization, love the grassroots collaborative nature of the organization. It's a collective group of artists and creatives. Artists have free rental space in the facility if they reach out and they have certain criteria they have to go through with the community. So they do engage the community with their artists, and I love that. In terms of the film series, got a couple of notes here. I can open them all up. Their idea is to have a film series that goes to community concerns, growth challenges, things that are happening locally in their community. And to do this, they want to engage local filmmakers and work specifically with the Peace and Conflict Transformation Group at Anderson University, which I think is a great way to collaborate with the community. The sample schedule and the event I thought was quality. They don't really have the whole thing planned. They have an idea for what the first film would be, and they have an idea of who the speaker would be and the entertainment, and I thought that was quality if it can happen. I'd like to know why they feel like this film series specifically is needed and necessary in this particular town. And the reason I ask the question is, I just am curious. The first film they chose was Gun Control, and I'm like, I just am a reader. I want to know, was there a problem somewhere that they're wanting to address? If so, it'd be great to have included that in the application. I'd like to know examples of other current community themes. I know that they talked about engaging a group of people to discuss that, and that would be great, but I just wondered if they had any clear ideas about where that might be headed in the future. I'm really excited. I'm going to move on down my thing here. In terms of the community engagement, I like the idea of it, and I'm guessing because it wasn't totally clear in the application that they're going to hold this in their own facility, which is opening this spring. It would be free of charge to the people that would come, which I think is a great idea. They're hoping to reach the downtown Anderson community. It's within walking distance of an underserved group of people. I think that's great. I'd like to know if they're involving any of them in the topic selection or even in the programming of that. Does it specifically say that? The funding from this grant would make it a zero cost event for the people coming, and I thought that was great. Again, they mentioned several times the idea of the larger film festival down the road, which I think is great. I'd like to know more specifics about this particular event to prepare for that. I think that the inclusion efforts were great. I do think, I see my problem, I'm looking at their notes and not mine. I'm sorry. I think the schedule for it was well thought out and doable. The only thing I would say was that it's a quick turnaround if they're hoping to do that this year, to select the films and to get all the royalties and the rights and the schedules of people coming in. And I wish that they had included actual samples of what they thought they might do. I know they've not done this before. I know they're a new organization, but there was really nothing to look at in terms of how they visualize this coming about in terms of promotion, or even I would have liked to have seen a map of the facility and how people would have come and gone and gotten in and out. I thought that their ideas for the numbers that would come were probably realistic given that it's a first time out. And just in general, I looked at their board, I looked at the people involved. It's a new organization, but they have quality, experienced people involved to get it organized. It's in my mind, a great idea for downtown area and use of the space. It's a grassroots organization, and I think it's a good first project.
All right, thank you. Second reader is Chris.
All right, well, just so everyone knows, this is my very first time doing this as a panel reviewer. I'm just glad I wasn't the first reader. Yeah. Fun one right out of the gate. And it was also helpful to see the previous panel up here. So getting into it, again, with my background as graphic designer, full disclosure, that's kind of the first thing that I looked at on every application, so forgive me if it sounds throughout the day like I get really heavy-handed in my reaction to the different groups. Graphic presence and online presence. With that said, I think they've got a good presence, a good design. but still the lack of inclusion of, they said one of their board members even is a graphic designer, which is great, but I would have liked to have seen some of those materials as well to see how they might promote this event. They said they would do that, but they didn't have any sort of references other than their website and Facebook page to look at. And then kind of continuing down that, I would have to say I would like to see them use a little more assertive language throughout the grant application. There were a lot of ifs and whens that did not really inspire a huge amount of confidence in me. And I think kind of going off of your point, there's, I think, a lot more planning that they could do to get to this point. And it sounds like they're really waiting for the money to come in before they try to do any of it, whereas I'd like to see a group that's really got everything organized. They know exactly what they're going to do, when they're going to do it, and then if the grant doesn't come through, they've got other ways to start looking for potential funding. I think one of the big things that stuck out to me as far as planning goes was that the date of the movie series was not really listed in their projected timeline. And to me, it really seems like that's the very first thing that should be addressed is when are we going to do this event? And then you build your schedule backwards from there rather than saying, well, we're going to start planning the process here and then see if it'll happen. And so that's kind of one thing I'd really encourage them to do is to start, you know, begin with the end in mind and then take steps backwards from there. And then as far as community involvement, it was really impressive to see that they've got a self-described board of 80% minorities, but still I didn't get a huge sense of how they were going to try and reach some of the other minority crowds. They talked a lot about, you know, being open and inclusive to all these different demographics, but I was not finding the kind of the connection of how they were going to get out there and be actively marketing to them and trying to reach out and get those crowds to come in. I think that's everything I've got for them.
All right, thank you. Any other further comments? And if you do, please be brief with them.
Okay, I would just say this, I would sort of echo what Chris was saying. There's kind of a chicken or the egg problem with this project. The application would benefit from more specifics in terms of what are the films, who are the speakers, and how do they interface. But it's hard to develop those when you don't have the funding. So it also struck me that that this would be a project that would be probably should be submitted to Indiana Humanities. The notion of a film series and discussion. May be a better fit with that funding source.
Further comments?
I'll just add really quickly, just we could be mirroring kind of what other people are saying, but I'll just say it, especially if they do maybe make a shift to a humanities application, I think one thing to keep in mind would be what the real, you know, purpose of the event being, kind of like Sherry mentioning, that the films being chosen reflect perhaps problems in specific community in Anderson. But that if this became a larger event, it might be really interesting if this, you know, the point of the event is the conversation being opened up. You know, the film is a means to that, and so maybe reaching out for more collaboration with, you know, maybe local teachers or book clubs or, you know, youth groups or any sort of everything where people can maybe have some opportunity to, you know, have some information, some ideas before they come into the film, because it just seemed also a little bit like, you know, someone maybe doesn't have a ton of information, comes in, sits down and watch a movie, and then immediately has to enter into a conversation about this. It might be a little jarring, and it might be a little smoother if maybe, yeah, there was a little more collaboration with other kinds of groups. But yeah, that's it.
All right. Anything else? If not, at this time, please update or finalize your scores.
So our scores are just by closing the file, our scores are automatically saved.
Yeah, if you change the score, if you just like have go from say 5 and then change it to 6 on one of the criteria, then it automatically updates.
Okay, if you add comments, the same.
Yeah, okay, exactly.
Thank you.
Is everybody ready? Mm-hmm. We'll move on to our next applicant, Central Indiana Powwow. Do we have any conflicts of interest? Seeing that we have none, our first reader is Joe.
So I personally have not too much to say about the event that isn't positive, so I'll try and keep my points relatively brief in case anyone else wants to make additional points that I missed. I'll just, you know, really briefly say that the Anderson Town Powwow has obviously been going on for a long time. It's clearly a really popular event. It's reaching over 5,000 people in underserved populations, nearly half of which are children, so attracting lots of families. I also like that they, you know, seem to be actively attempting to attract and be welcoming to diverse groups of people through the free passes, through the free shuttle service. I really like the outreach and the association with the local schools, especially being offered at no cost. I think that's a wonderful service. It's great to see the relationship they have with local businesses, you know, that a major part of their income is from corporate support, as is their collaboration with the city of Anderson via the museum, the state park, the historical society. It seems neatly planned and budgeted. It seems like, you know, it's been done many times and they know how to do it right. The staff seems appropriate. And yeah, I just have a few small questions I'd add on. First, I may be speaking out of turn or be totally wrong on this, but while I think the powwow advertisement materials generally show a high degree of quality, I was a little unsure of last year's slogan being Go Native. Obviously the point is the pun, but the term also has some negative baggage and is traditionally used kind of derisively or insultingly. And yeah, maybe that's just me, but maybe not a great choice going forward. Second, just as a reviewer, this might be outside the scope of what's required by the application, but I thought it'd be interesting to know exactly what number of free passes are being provided to low-income communities, what percentage of the attendees that is. You know, just thought it would be interesting to know. And then lastly, for an event of this magnitude, I felt like, as an artist, I felt like the stipend being paid to the artists themselves felt a little low. Especially considering that this is one of the categories that IAC funding would be used for. So it's $50 for a two-day event. And even if that was bolstered by personal sales, it seems a little low for today. And I could be mistaken, the stipends might be for the fourth grade demonstrations and not for the campgrounds. It might still feel a little low, but if that is the case, I think that might be nice if it was clarified in the application whether those are stipends or for, you know, which particular part of the event. But yeah, I'll pass it on, because aside from that, everything seems fantastic to me.
All right. I don't have much to add. What impressed me was that events like this powwow, when they were started 14 years ago, there was some suspicion that they were going to be difficult to sustain. The fact that this has been sustained and professionalized over the years, powwows were dismissed by some as fads 14 years ago, and this has been sustained and has been credible during the period. That's
all right. Any further comments?
I just want to say one positive, including the school and specifically the different age groups in the school, fourth grade and the high school. I thought that was really good. The activities go to the age groups that the students are in.
Anything else? If not, please update your scores. Okay, everybody ready? Mm-hmm. All right, our next applicant is the Earlham College for the Chanticleer String Quartet. Do we have any conflicts of interest? Seeing that we have none, first reader is Vicki.
The Earlham Chanticleer Strings Quartet. Earlham has a fantastic reputation to begin with, and they've been going since 1977. It's the 41 years going strong. Their mission is to bring chamber music to the public and to affirm the listener that they have their own uniqueness and worth. They have individual programs. They are trying to spark children's interest in reading and writing. They also do music therapy. They have 8 free summer festival performances, and they do 30 children's programs.
All right. Elizabeth, you're second. You're up next.
Some things I really liked about this application, the Open Up Your Art program that they do for children with a girl who lost her mom, and it was the first time that she had showed any emotion since she lost her mom. Just, you know, the point of music and art is to allow people to express their emotions and their uniqueness and their creativity, and I think they're really doing that, especially through their children's programs. Also, they work with the core standards in the school, which is, you know, everybody talks about standards all the time. Even if you're not in education, you know that standards are a big deal. So that they're incorporating those into their school programs shows a lot of how they want to work with them and how they want their programs to have an impact. They're very well-versed in what they do with their community. There are lots and lots of relationships they have there. I really liked that. And they're just always increasing their activity and their engagement. One of the impacts that I really liked was, you know, with declining population and unemployment, through their programs, they're building up their assets and they're building up the community. So they're not just focused on what they're accomplishing, they're focusing on their community as a whole. So I thought this was a really great project and a really strong application.
All right, thank you. Any further comments?
I would just add that one thing I would like to see, overall it was very strong and there were a lot of really great anecdotal data and lots of really nice quotes and stories, but I missed a lot of qualitative or quantitative data. I would have liked to see, you know, they said how many places they've gone, but, you know, at least a rough estimate of how many children they've reached, how many people they play for at each different sort of performance or something like that. So, good, lots of good qualitative, would like to see more quantitative.
I just want to mention the fact that they go to the state hospital is a very tangible way to make arts accessible to a group that very few arts organizations reach out to, so I think that's great.
Further comments? If not, please update your scores. Are we ready? All right, our next applicant is the East Central Indiana Chamber Orchestra. Do we have any conflicts of interest? Seeing that we have none, our first reader is Jack.
Okay. This is a very strong application that seems to go directly to community engagement. Switch to my PDF version, it's easier to read. The notion of free concerts for underserved areas is admirable, and they've been doing this for a long time. You'll note that they're already partnering with St. Lawrence Church. What I was particularly excited about was the potential of outreach to Connersville, which is definitely an underserved community in East Central Indiana. The evaluation process seems to be a little more quantitative than in the past. They break down, they survey people, they have evaluation forms, they try to get feedback. All in all, it's hard to, it was a very hard application to fault.
All right. Thank you. Joe, you're next.
I largely agree. I don't have too much more to add. I'd second the fact about, you know, it's nice to see the outreach to Connersville. I was particularly also excited about the opening of the joint concert with Southside Junior High, and that this could be an opportunity for, you know, that particular concert to move forward, but also increase engagement with schools, you know, increase the number of children that are reached by the service. I think right now it's like 200 out of the 900 reached for children. Anyway, one small thing, I didn't see in the application, it could have been that maybe I didn't go deep enough on the website, but another thing that could be interesting to continue to increase the outreach would be if there was a possibility for broadcasting the concerts. I know that introduces a whole host of new challenges depending on the venues, depending on the you know, equipment available, but I just thought that could be an interesting option, but I don't see much default about the application.
All right, thank you. Any further comments?
The only thing I would say is I think there's a difference between taking art to a community that's underserved and involving that community in the art, and I wasn't sure I saw that connection in this application.
Anybody else? If not, please update your scores. Everybody ready to move on? All right. Our next applicant is the Hagerstown Nettle Creek Players. Do we have any conflicts of interest here? Seeing that we have none, our first reader is Chris.
All right. So overall, I think this was a very strong application. I think they had a very well-detailed timeline. I think there was... I have a note here that I would be interested to see the updated financials, I think. If I'm remembering correctly, what I looked at was the previous year's financials. So they were, I think, the... Let me see if I can find it so I don't say anything incorrect. I guess it's recent, as of December 17. Yeah, they seemed like they're in a good financial position. The one thing that kind of stuck out to me is that I found kind of later in the application was they kind of alluded to the fact that they seemed to be on the 20-year hiatus that they just came back from a few years ago. And it almost seemed like they pushed that to the end of the application just to cover it up. But I think it's almost could be seen as a strength where they kind of celebrate the fact that they recently revived a long dormant organization and show how they've been able to kind of revive that, because from what I remember, they pretty much started from scratch as far as fundraising and income and everything, so that's something that I think should be stated very early on in the application.
Okay. Sherry?
Well, yeah, interesting that you mentioned that, because I actually went to Nettle Creek back in the day at the beginning, you know, 20, we won't say how many years ago, but, and I remember it then, and I remember it being on hiatus, and I was excited to see that they were coming back. So I agree with you. It would have been cool to actually talk about that a little bit. I felt like one of the real strengths of this application was their desire to work with the community rather than for. And by that I mean they have open meetings, public meetings twice to talk about what programming they're going to do. And I know historically this has been used as an economic development piece within the town of Hagerstown. And so there was even in this application a desire to bring that piece into it. It's kind of like bringing, this sounds terrible, circus to town, but under a tent, downtown, near all the businesses. And there was a desire mentioned to work all that into this event and these programs, and I thought that was great. I thought their selection process for choosing actors was comprehensive. Their scheduling, their detail, all those things I thought were really, really good in terms of planning and programming.
All right, thank you. Any further comments, Jack?
I'll kind of go along with what Sherry said. I like that they strive to increase the quality of life and they focus on tourism and the economic impact that it's going to make. That's cool to see that they realize they are a part of that community and that they are contributing to that through their programs.
I would just echo what Chris said. I think when I first read this application, I had forgotten about the hiatus.
Yeah.
And I scanned through the application. I thought, well, they're just doing the same thing they've done for years, because I did not realize it had stopped and was being reborn. And they really missed an opportunity to turn that into a real positive in the application. If that had been up front, it would have helped. Because my first reaction was I was not impressed, and then caught on.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Further comments? Seeing that there are none, please update your scores on that. All right, is everybody ready? All right, our next applicant is Hoosier Shakes, and our first reader is Elizabeth.
This is a two-year-old program, and in those past 2 years, they have doubled and tripled their attendance, so I thought that was really great that they're being so successful in that. I might have liked to see a little clearer purpose. It was a little tricky, I think, to pick that out of there. They're very high quality in how they choose their actors. They have a 4-4-4 kind of ratio that they use, with 4 professionals, 4 university students, and then 4 like local talents or alumni. And I thought that was really great, that not only are they doing something with and for the community, but the people that are involved really have the opportunity to learn from each other and build from each other. So I really liked that process. The materials definitely demonstrated quality. The print materials online, they have just enough detail, but it was still simple to see what was going on. And their Facebook, they're keeping up with it. They're still active, which is definitely important. You don't want to just let that go in your off season. You want to stay front of mind. And involving their community, they work with a tremendous amount of organizations in their community from all around. And I think that's really valuable to what they're doing. And, you know, through that, they're able to create their signature programs, which have shown to be very successful. And they have a variety of directors, which I think is great. And their actors, they try to keep it 6 males and 6 females with some African Americans. So there's definitely diversity and inclusion there. And they're on a pay-as-you-will basis. Like, their audience can come. You don't have to pay anything. Obviously, they would like to see that, but that definitely opens the doors to make it accessible to everybody. And again, I'm just so impressed with these, how they seem to have one person who is really in charge of this project, and they're able to accomplish all of these things by organizing it and pulling together as a team, but you really have one person that's the lead. So.
All right, thank you. Okay, Vicki?
There's not a lot I can add. She has covered everything. I like that they do a comedy and a tragedy. I thought that was kind of interesting that they do one of each. It makes me think of the theater masks and the real mission of the Shakespeare.
Okay. Any further comments?
I would just add that I would like to see a little more detail in the timeline. It's pretty well fleshed out, but the big thing I was missing was when sponsors are supposed to be contacted and confirmed. I feel like that's kind of a sort of critical thing you want to be able to plan for, so you know when you have to start panicking. Not quite, but just be able to have that. And again, just to echo the comments about social media, they do have a very good presence, and then also not only is it current, but they have an audience base that is pretty modestly engaged with the content as well, which I think is kind of the additional part, is not only to put stuff out there, but to put interesting stuff out there that people like and comment and retweet, so they seem to have accomplished that pretty well.
Okay. Sherry? Or anybody else has any comments? Okay. Looked like you wanted to say something.
No. Right.
Any other comments? If not, update your scores, please. Okay, everybody ready? All right, our next applicant is Masterworks Corral, and our first reader is Joe. I should stop with any conflicts of interest. All right, go ahead, Joe.
All right. I'll open by saying I think this is a really interesting idea as a way of, welcoming members of the community who might not feel welcome into a group like this due to a lack of or perceived lack of formal training. I think it could be really interesting if it became a yearly event. That being said, I personally felt like I, as a reviewer, need a lot more information specifically about the sort of people who would actually attend and be welcome at this event. Based on the numbers that they provide, obviously this would be the first time they're doing it, so it was a little bit of a guess on their part, but it sounds like 70% of the attendees would already be members of the organization, maybe only 30 community members not being members of the choir, and maybe only 5 of those 30 members would actually end up being accepted into the choir. And it's good that registration is open right up to the start of the event. That might help improve those numbers, that they're advertising it. But given that most of the attendees would be their own members, I'm curious about how open this event really will be, and even how much training would someone need if they were interested in joining, but that wasn't really available to me. Is it really open to everyone, or do you need to be able to sight sing if you want to be accepted into the choir? This concern is partially helped, I think, by the fact that Masterworks is fronting half of the budget from their own general fund, but it's still a question for me, at least, reading the applicant, whether the application, where this qualifies as a community event, or if it is more of an event for the members of the choir that doubles as a recruiting event, in which case I'm not sure that IAC funding applies, and if I'm wrong or I'm misreading, that's totally possible. Obviously, it certainly seems like Masterworks Corral as an institution is an important and valuable part of the community, and I have no complaints about any services they provide. But it seems like funding might be more valuably used to provide more free concerts or offset costs of free tickets or services like that. Yep.
All right. Thank you. And Jack, you're next.
Yeah, I did not focus on the same things as Joe. To me, the fact that these community singers workshops are available to all adults in the region over 18. But the key is, and I would not qualify here, who are able to sing choral music. And you're right, there is a self-selection process. If you can't sight read, and you're not going to be able to make the cut. However, those people would still benefit from the workshop, whether they go back to their own church choir, whether they become part of Masterworks or not. So I saw the community engagement portion of this as very positive, because it was not just reaching audience members. It was getting people to participate in the arts.
All right. Thank you, Jack. Any further comments from the panel?
I think along with what Joe said, when I was reading through this, I kind of thought it focused more on what this event was going to do for them, not necessarily what it was going to do for their community. You mentioned that it was kind of a recruitment event. Granted, it's incredible that it would be a free opportunity and it would be available to those people. But in the grand scheme of a community, I feel like 100 people is a little, it's a limited audience. It's a limited, a limited number of people you're serving from an entire community. And to limit that even more by people who have already been included in something like that. So I just think maybe, it would be nice to see if maybe after they recruited those people, if then they were going to plan an event that they were going to provide for the community. That was my only thing.
I don't disagree with any of that, but I think that it's a fine line between engagement and recruitment. if you're going to engage people in a process, you are sort of recruiting at the same time. But I don't disagree with anything that you said.
I just want to add, too, the current director's leaving. They've not hired a new director, so I was a little, I mean, how do you assure the quality of the workshop if that's the project manager?
I would say also the kind of going off of those comments, I had a lot of the same stuff in mind, that it's, you know, very clearly intended to be, I think, primarily a recruitment tool. But the indirect benefit that I think it brings the community is that it should hopefully help the Masterworks Corral members to raise up their skills so that they can deliver higher quality performances. But then again, at the same time, it's, you know, they say it's open to the community, but they already acknowledge that, you know, there's going to be multiple times more people that already know how to sing, already know how to do this, and it's just going to be kind of like fine-tuning their skills versus, you know, there aren't going to be any people who are going to pick up singing because there's a workshop. It's, you know, kind of a skill development, not a skill creation sort of intent. And so I'd like to see, you know, if that's going to be the case, which is fine, you know, it's Masterworks Corral. This is essentially a Masterworks class. Not the same branding, but same idea. And so I think I'd really like to see more attempt to reach out and really bring in a lot more people from the community who could benefit from this sort of instruction, rather than just kind of being kind of a, I don't want to use the term self-serving, but effectively that's almost what it is. But with the end goal, of course, of being able to deliver a higher quality and concert.
Further comments? Seeing that there are none, please update your scores. All right, we're all ready to move on. Next applicant is Minnetrista, and Jack, I have you down here as a conflict.
Well, to be on the safe side, yeah.
All right, are there any other conflicts? All right, our first reader is Vicki.
Okay, Minnetrista, of course, we're in Muncie. It's a treasure for this town. They have these traveling trunk shows. They take do little theater performances. They said they did one. They had one called Clarity and Purity to explore the industrial impact of manufacturing on downriver from the plant. It's environmental issues. They also address issues of race relations. They have some African-American programs. They have 40 acres that is free to explore to the public, and they have a low-income membership fee. So for $5, you can get a family membership for your family and just come to Minnetrista all you want. That's really, really a nice thing there. It's very inclusive with the community. They work with all the different organizations around here and in the county. They also try to reach outside of this county, and some of the money they want to put towards reaching the underprivileged or underexposed school-age children.
All right, thank you, Vicki. Next is Elizabeth.
Kind of off of what Vicki said, how they have, you know, the $5 membership for a whole year, even though they have all of those programs in place to bring in the underserved population, I think this is a great project in that they're taking what they do out into the community. They're not just expecting everybody to come to them. I think this is a really unique opportunity. I like that for the younger kids, it's meant to be more interactive, so they're really engaged and they understand what's going on. and then more for the middle school and high school audiences, really thinking about those different viewpoints and perspectives and realizing that there can be both, and you can, you know, open your mind to different ideas and different ways that people think about things. So I think this is great that they're going out, that they're making people think, and that they're just bringing awareness to what they do and also things that have gone on in our history and our culture.
All right, thank you, Elizabeth. Any further comments from the panel?
I'll say that the thing that I was really impressed with the most and kind of blown away with was their drive to really reach out to the race task force, because with this being, you know, the program that they're proposing being a, you know, like a racial sensitivity sort of thing, I think it's, you know, they're really trying to make sure it isn't whitewashed, it isn't just some bland thing that they came up with on their own. It seems like they're really trying to get into the community, get the African-American perspective, and really take that into consideration from the very beginning, from, you know, the screenwriting to the production to everything. So I think it's a very, very impressive project that seems like it should have a very great effect.
And I also think it, the topic itself was born out of a monologue that they did back in 2010, and the responses to that monologue. So I think creating this shows a real responsiveness to what the community needs, not necessarily grabbing a headline and saying, oh, let's do that. So that's cool.
I'll just really quickly second what Sherry just said, and I would also like to add that I think that the interaction they're having with teachers sounds really nice, and that they're offering discussion prompts and curriculum suggestions, and kind of expanding on basically exactly what Sherry just said, the same thing. It would be nice, I don't know if this is already happening, but in the application, if there's an indication where there was more feedback from teachers back into that, you know, as to how those materials were used in the classroom, where they were useful, using that feedback to help, you know, further productions, and keep that relationship between the educational system and this production going.
Okay, further comments? If not, please update your scores. Imagine bring Jack back in, or we're having a break.
We're going to take a short, 5-minute break. We're moving pretty quickly, so we've got time. I don't want to move so quickly that someone might miss the review of their grant.